back.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Friday night under the lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk. He'll have a wrap of all the scores here in just a second. Tonight's show made possible, of course, by Wendy's and their giant player. If you've got a nomination, we need to know it. We have some giant numbers tonight already across the state, some big wins, some very... I think so far, guys, for me, I think the biggest surprise tonight's Terry over Oak Grove.
Yeah, I don't think it's even close. I mean, you look at Terry and somebody, I think you guys referenced it, really haven't been relevant at 6A or even, well, back then 5A, since a young man named Dixon or two. Came through down there in South 55. But I tell you what, we saw Terry several weeks ago against Brandon, very salty. We had Greg Flynn on a couple weeks ago. It was only 7-0 at the half. Now, Pearl stretched that game out. It was 31-0, I think, George.
33, something like that.
Yeah, it was mid-30s to zero, but he said it was a very close ball game. Terry tonight gets the big win over Oak Grove, and when you talk about a team that has really bounced back and had a good year, Terry now is in the playoff hunt. Now, here's their remaining schedule. They play George County next week, and if we're playing percentages, they should win that ball game. But then they have to go on the road to Meridian, and then they play Pedal. So it's, you know,
it's still up in the air.
It's possible.
But Terry has put themselves in a position to control their own destiny.
Yep.
Which is amazing.
And I'll tell you something else. Going into the MAIS last week, I got a chance to watch Jackson Academy play MRA. And first of all, that Raider network is unbelievable. I don't know if you've seen it, but the graphics they have and the camera angles they have is just second to none, in my opinion. And Brian Eubank, you know, does a great job calling for Jay. We're going to be talking to him in the next section. They got a big win over PCS tonight. They put themselves in a really good position in the playoffs tonight. So we'll be talking to him. Randy McCoy from Tupelo is going to be around. Kerry Metzler is going to be around to talk about Picayune tonight. They beat Long Beach. And we'll talk about Roadrunner Anderson. He was our Wendy's Giant. But without further ado, let's go to the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Scores Desk, which, by the way, they have the clinic tomorrow morning at the fortification locations. All right, George.
Okay, Russ, let's take it from the top. Tonight, Tupelo remains undefeated. They go to South Panola and win 31-21, although they trailed in that game, and that one was back and forth in the second half. Oxford beats previously undefeated Hornlake by the score of 21-0. That was a big win for Oxford for sure, and Hornlake's first loss. Northwest Rankin beat Clinton 35-17. It was South Haven over Columbus 44-14. Starkville and Madison Central, 2 1-loss teams. Starkville wins at home tonight over a very feisty Madison Central team, 14-6. Warren Central shut out Meridian, 42-0. Brandon beat Meridian, 23-20. Pearl, a shutout winner over George County. That's Pearl's 9th win of the year. They won 49-0 over George County. Peddle, a winner over Jim Hill, 49-14. Terry, as mentioned, edged Oak Grove, 28-27. It was Hancock over D'Iberville, 56-28. Gulfport beat Harrison Central, 33-14. St. Martin beat Biloxi, 31-3. Some 5A scores, Hattiesburg over Wayne County, 60-18. West Point, a big winner over Olive Branch, 51-7. On Thursday night, Callaway edged Canton, 28-24. Germantown won tonight over Neshoba Central, 42-21. Brookhaven won their 7th game of the year. They beat Natchez, 42-33. South Jones over North Pike, 45-13. It was Picayune, a winner over Long Beach, 47-26. Some 4A scores, Clarksdale, a winner over Gentry, 46-6. It was Poplarville shutting out Summerall, 46-0. Purvis over Lawrence County, 60-32. Green County beat Forest County AHS, 28-7. South Pike edged Lanier, 29-22. In 3A, North Panola remains undefeated. They shut out Holly Springs, 57-0. Water Valley, 41. Cahoma AHS, 6. It was Kemper County over Choctaw Central, 35-7. Hazelhurst, a winner over Wilkinson County, 34-12. McGee beat St. Andrews, 24-15. Velma Jackson over Crystal Springs, 47-19. Jefferson Davis County over Columbia, 46-7. West Marion, 28. Wesson, 19. In some 2A scores, Baldwin over Walnut, 35-21. Winona beat Calhoun City, 31-20. Thursday night game, Scott Central is now 8-0. They beat Lake, 26-0. Philadelphia is 9-0. They beat Union last night, 56-6. Taylorsville tonight beat Enterprise Clark, 46-14. Some 1A scores, Thrasher over Potts Camp, 40-12. Simmons, a shutout winner over Coffeyville, 56-0. Hamilton beat Sebastopol, 34-21. Nanawaya over Vardaman, 35-14. MAIS, now, you talk about surprises. Oak Forest tonight, according to Will, who just gave this to me just a moment ago.
He would know.
Will would know. Well, Oak Forest beat Park Lane tonight, 21-14.
No.
So Park Lane gets their first loss of the year.
And we're talking about an Oak Forest team that got beat last week, 57-7.
Bad. So that's huge. That's what Will says.
You know, I think a lot of times in any level of football, from high school to junior high all the way to the National Football League, look, Park Lane is an established program. We know they have a ton of history, but we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about how they had a moment of time where they dipped. Now they're back.
Right.
Or at least really good.
Yeah.
But this group of Park Lane Pioneers, you get to 6-0 or 7-0, there's a lot of things. Boy, that gets like, I mean, a tight string in those locker rooms. Maybe sometimes you start believing in, you know, headlines and, you know, believing things you shouldn't believe. Not taking anything away from Oak Forest, but you may see that happen with Park Lane, kind of a wake up, Park Lane, a wake up call tonight.
Yeah.
Well, and they've got, you know, they've got prep left on the schedule, so we'll see how that goes. I think they even got JA on the schedule, so yeah. they've got two tough games coming up. Yeah.
Let me throw in a couple more. Jackson Prep over MRA, 52-14. Prep's now 9-0. Jackson Academy won their seventh game. They beat Presbyterian Christian in Hattiesburg, 17-10. So that's a nice win for them. Starkville Academy won their eighth game of the year. They beat Heritage, 17-14. And Indianola Academy, who just continues to produce really good teams year after year, they're now 9-0. They beat Bayou Academy, 49-27.
You remember back in the 80s when Indianola Academy
was very good.
Very.
I mean, even in the 70s, I remember they were very good. They used to run. You remember the Veer?
Yeah.
Teams used to run.
Yeah.
Not the Wishbone, but
right.
The two back, the Veer. They were really good at that, and you know, they had a lot of good teams back in the day.
And so it looks like they've got it again, and we'll have to keep an eye on them. Those championship games, by the way, are air at Mississippi College in November.
Beautiful Robinson-Hale Stadium.
That's right. So those games will be coming up in November. Something that we haven't talked a whole lot about, Johnny Mims has released his rosters for the Miss Al game and for the Mississippi Alabama and for the Mississippi All-Star game, North versus South. We'll be doing those games. A lot of really good football after the state championship game. But guys, we got a lot of football left to play.
Oh yeah, and it's just getting good now.
and we know both of the All-Star games are really good. This is the first year though that I can remember in a long time. Now you guys may remember this way back when it was the North South game.
Yeah,
but the Bernard Black will actually be played before the Miss Al game this year. So
right.
We'll go to the coast first and run with that game, which is some great talent in that game. And then back to Hattiesburg in a beautiful stadium there at M.L. Roberts Stadium there in Hattiesburg. So the last time Mississippi hosted, they won that football game.
Yep.
They get that game back this year against a really good Alabama squad. We'll get more into that, but there are a lot of talent on both those squads again this year.
And we're going to put the players up on the website. Dr. Dave's going to get all of them so that you'll know what schools are represented. And we carried the press conference the other day. Johnny Mims has that on his website. And if you want to see the coaches, some great coaches picked up for that ball game. And so that, you're right, on the 9th of December, they'll have the North versus South Bernard Blackwell game, and on the 16th, they'll miss out. The fun thing about the North-South is, I mean, it's anything goes. And that's what makes it so fun. And we've seen the North lead by 20-0 and lose 27-20.
Last year's game was fantastic. It was back and forth, and a lot of times it is, and you're right. And here's the thing, a lot of people say, you know, let me say this, somebody that's an outsider that doesn't really watch a ton of football doesn't think there's much to that game. Those kids really take that game personal. I mean, they really get after it for a week.
Yeah.
They want to win that ball game.
Well, they're nice to each other at the banquet because they have to be.
Oh, yeah. It's cordial at the banquet. It is.
Right. So, anyway, we've got some big, big games left to talk about tonight. We're going to be here till midnight. We also want to remind you that we look every week for the Wendy's Giant player. And, guys, we've had a lot of nominees tonight already over the air. And
it's going to be a hard decision.
It really is. And we've had kickers. We've had defensive backs. We've had running backs. We've had quarterbacks. And so if you've got someone that are better than the numbers than we've already seen here, which I find hard to believe, let us know on fnutl.com. And we'll check those numbers out. We will make that selection. But Roadrunner Anderson from Picayune got it for last week, and we'll be talking with Kerry Metzler later on. Who's our coach tonight in the coaches' corner?
Trent Hammond, Tupelo.
Trent Hammond.
Yes.
Saw Trent at the press conference the other night, and you know, I want to thank these coaches for staying on with us.
Absolutely.
You know, they have to stay up with us. They've coached all night. Luckily for us, Trent will be in a good mood tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but you're never guaranteed that when you talk to him during the week. So,
you know, it's funny because we're always working as a collective here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Right.
And I'm headed up 49 the other night, and Toby Collins from Northwest sends me a text. He says, hey, can you do me a huge favor? I said, yes, sir. He said, can I go ahead and go? I am so old and tired. So that's when I said, die, and you guys text, hey, Toby needs to go right now. So he said, thank you. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm staying up, but I'm literally like ready to go to bed.
Well, we're going to duck out of here and take a time out. When we come back, Ryan Eubank, the play-by-play voice for JA, is on the phone talking about PCS. Randy McCoy going to talk about Tupelo. Kerry Metzler on Picayune. And Trent Hammond's the head coach for the Tupelo Golden Wave. And we will take a timeout and have a lot more coming up. Tonight's show being made possible by Wendy's. We'll take a timeout and be back with more tomorrow.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet also in the house, Will Watson also in the house, Will the Thrill with us tonight, Ty Bailey's on the phone, and Steve Poston making sure we find out who's on the phone. And joining us now via the phone is Brian Eubank, who is the voice of the JA Raiders, and had a big win over PCS. But Brian, I looked down at that score and it was late. I'm talking like maybe 8 o'clock, and you were only in the first quarter. Did you guys have a rain delay or anything down there tonight?
No, it was just a very physical ball game. There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of, you know, Jay got that first score in the very first drive of the game after putting PCS 3 and out, and you thought, well, might be in for a track meet, and then PCS a couple of drives to get the field goal, and then it was just a bunch of 3 and out. I think two teams finished combined somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 6 for about 30, it felt like, for three down conversions. So it was It was a lot of nothing for a while.
Well, I want you to talk to me about your two defensive ends, because I was very impressed with those guys. Number 47 really impressed me when I saw him. Tell me about these two guys.
Yeah, the ends, you've got Walker Pettigo on one end, number 44, Trent Turner, 47. Both guys are seniors. Both guys have paid their dues and have earned their spots and have gotten stronger in the weight room. We talked about that with Jake last week about how Gordon Ware has come in and just established something that hasn't been there for a long time, and that is just one guy focused on nothing but strength and conditioning instead of a coach, which had been in the past, somebody that has other jobs and responsibilities. But really didn't have time to, focus enough on every single athlete at the school. And so that's been a big difference. But these two guys are just dominant, Russ. And it's fun to watch these two because they pursue the football like nobody I've seen in a long time. Of course, winning helps a whole lot. It makes it a lot more fun on Friday nights for these guys. And they have not, this is the first time this senior class has beaten MRA, first time they beat PCS. So it's a lot of confidence on this team right now.
Well, and I was watching the game last week, and you had pick sixes, and you fly to the football, and I thought in the second half your defense actually beat MRA in the second half.
Well, there's no question the bell cow of the team is the defense. Without the defense, this team would be in many ball games. That third down conversion rate I was talking about, that's all credit to the defense. Putting TCS in bad situations, keeping them off system, right, just left and right, making them throw the ball, and it's a run first team. They ended up with somewhere in the neighborhood of 150, 160 rushing yards, and that was it. And they only had 11 passing yards, pretty much, turned up the very last drive of the game.
Wow.
So, 11
passing yards.
It was dominant.
All right, if Park Lane loses tonight, what does that do to JA's playoff situation?
If I can think of it correctly, Russ, Park Lane lost to Oak Forest, which gives them one loss. Jay has one loss to Prep. If Jay goes in and can beat Park Lane next week, then I think the final week of the season is rendered moot, because you've got they would have the tiebreaker on Park Lane at that point, even if they had a second loss. So they could finish as the two seed. A win tonight basically pretty much kept them in a spot of third at worst, I think, going into the final 2 weeks of the season. So it's an unfamiliar territory for the senior class. The question is, how will they respond these last 2 weeks, and will they be able to play up to the expectation that they've now put on themselves of really, quite honestly, a football team that has a great defensive identity but is still trying to find that offensive identity.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Brian. I think that probably puts JA in the nutshell, but I think they're probably playing better in right now than a lot of teams are in the MAIS, and you've probably come the furthest than a lot of teams in the MAIS. I was very impressed with them, and I think that someone's going to have to deal with this team in the playoffs, and who knows, it may be Prep, but I tell you, it was a big win for when you can go into Hattiesburg down there and win, that's solid. But boy, you got a big game coming up next week. I've seen Park Lane, they're huge.
Yeah, 300 across the line, and we get to go to Macomb. So not as if Hattiesburg is a hard place to play, Macomb's even harder.
Yeah, and the visiting press box, they're going to love you over there.
No, not so much.
Well, I tell you what, big win for you guys tonight. And look, hats off to your broadcast. I just thoroughly enjoyed it last week as we were watching it. I don't know who's doing your graphics package, but it's great, and I think it's the best broadcast in the state.
Well, thanks. That's credit to Richard Stafford, Eddie Wedick, and Matt and Josh Hinkle, two graduates from JA. They have a passion for just having fun on Friday nights and putting together a fun product. We have three or four students that help out from our broadcast class, so it is a lot of fun. I really appreciate the compliment.
All right, brother. Well, you be careful, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Let's go to Randy McCoy from Tupelo. And Randy, you guys had a tall order up there tonight, and of course, Golden Wave playing some really, really good football.
We certainly have, and I'm gonna tell you, 31-21 was the final score, but it was entertaining for me. Let me just give you this rundown. Tupelo scores first on a field goal, go up 3-0. South Panola scores, touchdown 7-3. They score another touchdown, it's 14-3. Tupelo scores a touchdown, it's 14-10. Tupelo has them backed up on the 5-yard line. They break off a 90-yard run, end up scoring a touchdown. It's 21-10. Now, this is before half. Then Tupelo gets down there on about the 15-yard line, line up for a field goal, snap it to the holder. Holder tosses it back to the kicker. He takes a few steps to his right, wheels and turns and throws it back to the holder who's running a wheel route for a touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Tupelo lines up in a swinging gate. Three receivers on the right. They got a linebacker playing quarterback, a linebacker playing center. Everybody else is on the line of scrimmage, motion right to left. Last week, he ran the ball in on a two-point conversion. This time, he rolls to his right and throws it to the center, who is the eligible receiver for a two-point conversion. And it's 21-18 at halftime.
Oh, my gosh. And people are worn out, and you hadn't even gotten to the second half yet.
I'm just exhausted, after all of that action.
Well, tell me about the second half.
Well, then in the second half, Tupelo kicks off, holds South Panola, ends up kicking a field goal. It goes to 21-21. Then Tupelo scores a little later, goes up 28-21. And then Tupelo scores on another field goal, so that makes it 31-21. Tupelo shuts out South Panola in the second half. So it was a really, really exciting ball game. The quarterback for Tupelo had about 230-something yards total offense, 150 or 60 passing, and 70 or 80 running. So really exciting, good, hard type football like you would expect Tupelo and South Panola to be.
You know, Randy, we were talking about Tupelo this week, and I asked him, I said, if you were going to use one word to describe this team, what would it be? They said balance. It's a very balanced football team. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. Like I said, the two guys on that two-point conversion, both of them are playing in the middle game. Jeff Johnson, who's a linebacker commit to Mississippi State, was playing quarterback, and the center was Peter Gray, who's going to be playing tight end. So, talented people doing these things, but we really do have balance. Got a good, strong defense, and the offense, going up against South Panola, we've been averaging about 39 a game, and we still put 31 up on South Panola, and they're getting better and better.
Yeah, that was a great win for you guys tonight. I didn't get a chance to speak to Trent Hammond when he was down at the press conference for Johnny Mims the other day, but we've got him on the coach's corner tonight, so we're going to talk to him. But congratulations on the win. Elisa said to tell you hello, and so I said, "Well, I will have Randy on from Tupelo on tonight." So, you have a good weekend, my friend. And very quickly, where are you going to be next week?
We'll be at home hosting DeSoto Central next week. Then we can go to Horn Lake and have Oxford back at home. That'll be our final three games.
I'll tell you what, Horn Lake got shocked tonight, so they'll be in a little salty mood when you get to them. Hey, Randy, have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Russ. Have a good night.
All righty. All right, we got all right, George, what you got?
Well, I've run down a couple of scores that you've asked me about more than once.
Okay.
But Cleveland Central did win tonight at home. They're now 9-0.
Wow.
They beat Holmes County Central 26-20. New Hope won, too. New Hope beat Leake Central tonight 27-6. That was a road game for them. So now New Hope is 5-4 in 4A. I think that's Prep's opponent next week, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Also, Pascagoula edged Ocean Springs 31-30. We've not mentioned that one earlier. And Forest, I wanted to mention this. Forest is now, Louisville and Forest played. Both teams were 6-2. Louisville on the road at Forest wins 35-0. So that was a nice win for Louisville.
It really, really was, because I've seen the Forest team play, and they're huge. But they're quick, and that must have been some kind of ball game tonight over there.
Yeah, Southeast Lauderdale beat Morton 35-7. Mentioned that one. Let's see, anything else that I don't think we... Oh, South Jackson grudge match. Wingfield beats Forest Hill, 34-25.
Battle of Raymond. Battle of Raymond Road.
Battle of Raymond Road. That's Wingfield's second win of the year.
So, and what was that final?
34-25.
How about that?
Very nice.
Very nice. So the Battle of Raymond is over for the night, for the year. And we are going to take a timeout. When we come back on the other side, Kerry Metzler has been on hold. He'll be talking to us about the Maroon Tide of Picayune. Also talk to us a little bit about Roadrunner Anderson, our Windy Giant Player of the Week. And then, really, a special guest on the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner tonight, Trent Hammond, who's just done an outstanding job with this Tupelo program up there. He will be joining us, and you're going to want to hear that because he's done such a great job up there with the Golden Wave. We're going to take a timeout. We'd like to remind you that tonight's show has been made possible by your shelter insurance agent. We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
Face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more